Women's Shir Chavis Halvavis, Wednesday afternoon, Gimel Adubeis, Tafinayan Dalit, Shara Bitochon. We're about to start. Okay. Chavis Halvavis, Shara Bitochon, Perek Dalit. Going through seven areas of life and how to apply Bitochon to them, and we're up to area number four. Uperish Achelik Haravi'i, the explanation, and most of the discussions in the Chavis Halvavos, in these areas, most of them, are the balance between Hishtadlus and Bitachon. Most of the discussion. Here it certainly will be. What's number four on the list of seven things? Binyanei Chavis Halvavos v'Evarim. Number four and five. Number one was a person's money, inyanim, when it comes to basic sustenance. Number two was acquiring wealth above basic sustenance. The third area was relationships with family, friends, people, enemies, family members, etc. Number four and five are about mitzvahs. We move into the doing of mitzvahs. Number four is mitzvahs that other people are not involved in. A person's a yachid, you know, it's my mitzvah, that's it. There's no one else involved. Number five will be mitzvahs which involve other people. So, she'odam is yached, he's alone. B'to'aloson, if it's mitzvahs. V'nizgon, if it's averus, because we're talking about mitzvahs and averus. V'zek, it's tzom, fasting, k'tfilah, davening, sukkah, lulav, tzitzis, shmirah shabbos, v'mawadim, v'himonam and averus, and refraining from averus in these areas. It's just me, I'm not involved with anyone else. Once I have to give tzedakah, for example, someone else is involved. Any mitzvah of chesed, someone else is involved. So now, area four is, it's just me. B'chol chovos halavavos, and obviously all chovos halavavos, not chovos ha'evorim, only involve me. Because by its nature, chovos halavavos, so there's no one else involved. Yiras Hashem, Avos Hashem, any mitzvah in the lay, emuna, Dveikus Bashem, it's just me. The Chochobos Halavavos, or Shaloti Tavarna Elzulaso, that don't involve another person. The Toaloson, the Nizkon, Miuchados Bo, special for him, Ibli Shor B'nei Adam. No one else was involved. We'll see why that makes a difference and why he makes that into a separate category when we get to number five. The way to apply bitachon to these to mitzvahs and averus, Mashani Mavar, also I'm about to explain it, and he says Umi Elokim Eshal Lahoros Osi Hoemes Barachamov, which means he's entering a difficult, maybe chiddush area, maybe subtlety, maybe it's a chiddush. I don't want to say the wrong thing, he says. Hashem should help me not make a mistake here. Which is a nice statement. He says it many times throughout the Sefer. You see his humility. Doing a mitzvah or an aveira, three, he analyzes when you choose to do something, and you do something, he analyzes the three parts in your mind, the three parts that go into it. Now really these three parts, lechora, are true whenever you make any decision whatsoever. You're trying to decide what brand of tuna fish to buy. Any decision you make, should I walk or should I get a ride? Should I go to this chasana or not? No. So any decision involves these three steps. But he's going to say, the Chiddush, that there's no bitachon when it comes to Bechira, and he will explain that statement, what it means. So he's breaking up the steps of doing something when you make a decision and you do something, because it's not that way when it's not a mitzvah or an aveira. If it's just a choice, a Hashem, it's all part of, it's not relevant. The analysis of how a person makes a decision, and he splits it up, like scientifically, into three distinct steps that bring you to do, from thinking about it to doing it. So it's really not relevant, that breakup. that categorization, that analysis, when it's not bechira, when it's not a mitzvah or an aveira. Because Hashem is guiding you. And Hashem puts ideas in our heads, and I think we all have experienced that gilui shechina, when an idea pops into our heads, and we have no idea how the idea popped into our heads, and scientists don't really know how a person thinks of something. Like, you get an idea, I'm going to do this. Like, where does that come from? So Hashem throws it into your head when there's no bechira. So it's not relevant, the categorization of how it, your decisions come about. We call them decisions, but they're not really bechira. If it's not a mitzvah, not an aveira, not a question of getting close to Hashem, or chas v'shalom lehepech, then it's not really bechira. And we may call it, I've decided to go to the store, but you haven't really decided that. If it's not bechira, if it's not good or bad, then you haven't really decided to go to the store. Hashem wants you to go to the store, and He planted in your brain this idea so that you should go to the store, because He has reasons why He wants you to go to the store. Just like He has reasons if you everything in our lives, except for bechira, is Hashem's guiding us, Hashem's making the decisions. We are puppets. We are puppets, and Hashem is running the world, and we have to do hishtadlus, etc., etc., everything we learned in the previous problem. So that's why he says bechira and mitzvahs and averas have these three parts, but really everything does, but not really. That's what I've explained. Ha'echad, number one, is ha'bechira b'libo matzpono, his decision, his bechira, v'hasheni ha'kavona v'haskama lasos ma'asheh bochar bo, and v'hashlishi is to do it. Sheyishtad ha'ligmur ha'maisa be'evorav ha'nerim v'yotzienu al geder ha'maisa. What's not clear in the Chovos Halavos, what's not so clear, is what's the first two. He says, the first one is, he already uses the word bechira, so he uses the word decision. The libo umatzpono, which the Chovos Halavos speak for thoughts, heart, mind, kishkes, whatever. Now what's the sheni? The sheni is the intention to do it. So, some learn, I don't want to confuse you, but it's not so clear. I want to make that clear, but it's not so clear. Some learn, and I don't agree with this, what I'm about to say, that number one is, like, deciding to think about it. Deciding to decide. You're going to give them out of thought, and number two is the basic decision. I don't agree with that. I used to learn that, and I said this last week, that number one is the decision, number two is the game plan, how the decision is going to be carried out. That's also part of Bechira, because if you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning, but you have no game plan, how am I going to get up tomorrow morning? Like, why is tomorrow morning going to be different than this morning? I want to get up early, I want to go to the Kosol, daven, get back on time, blah, 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 blah. How are you going to do that? So it's not really a real Bechira unless you have a game plan. That's what I used to think. Yesterday I thought of a different pshat, which I think is the most mashma in his words. The first is the decision, what you want to do. The second is the decision to do it. That may sound funny, but there's a gap. There is a gap, and we don't think of it as a distinct step, because we don't analyze ourselves that carefully or that analytically. But it's close to the second shot I said, but it really is it's different. I decide to do something. I decide I'm going to get up tomorrow morning. Or I'd like to get up tomorrow morning. Maybe it's a combination of the first two pshatim. I want to get up tomorrow morning. You know, that's a decision also. That's my ratzon. My ratzon, and that's a step in bechira. Do I sleep late, or do I wake up? Do I wake up early, let's say, and daven slowly, and with more kavana? Or do I sleep, and we're not talking about if you need to sleep, or do I sleep and
it's geshmak to sleep, and I'll daven quicker, or maybe I won't daven. I'm a lady, I don't have to daven. So the first step is to, what do you want to do? And the second step is, this really fits in the words. Tabachira belibu matzponu means, what do I want? And number two is, hakavona v'haskoma lasos masha bachar bo. Maybe it's sort of like a combination of the two pshatim. It's a firmer decision. In other words, I want to get up tomorrow, and then you say, I'm going to. Yes, I'm going to. It's like it firms up what you would like to do. A lot of people would like to do a lot of things, but they don't make that decision to do it. Right? They would like to. I would like to get up. I would like to be good. I would like to be kinder. I would like to control my temper. I would like... It's a step in the right direction. It's bechira, right? Being bocher between tov and lo tov. So you're saying, this is what I would like. But then you have to make a decision to do it, to actually do it, to bring it out, the poel, which is harder. You say, I'd like to visit my friend in the hospital. I'd like to visit. That's good. That's a step in the right direction. And that's a distinct step, and it's something, and it's bechira. I'd like to visit my friend. But, you know, you say, maybe it's a visualization of going. I'm going to go visit her. I'm going to take my, and that's, you might, we think of it perhaps as the same. It's sort of a combination. The first one was, I'm thinking about it, and then I'm made a decision. Here I'm saying, you made a decision what you would like to do, and then you made a decision to taka do it. Maybe it's sort of like the second shot I said, where the decision to do it involves some sort of game plan. How am I going to do it? But that's what I think is the pshat. The chiddush is, you know, again, we think of these as one. I decide I'm going to do something. So he's just more analytical, and he's breaking it up into two distinct steps, which I guess most of the time happens almost, the two steps happen almost instantaneously. So we don't really think of it as two steps. But in the chokhmah of the mind, it is two steps. Mm-hmm. So we'll say, I want to do it, and I decide that I'm going to do it. The third is, I do it. You have to pick yourself up and go. You'll do it. Umash eino nelam mimenu bohem. Umash eino nelam mimenu bohem. What we meaning mitzvahs and averus. We know which way to go. It's not like I'm deciding if I should buy chocolate ice cream or vanilla ice cream, and it really doesn't matter. And like, what am I going to base my decision on? What's my mood? You know. But here, that's a harder decision to make, and that we're going to say we're not really making a decision. Here, Mashenu Nela Mimenu Bahem means you know what you're supposed to do. It's a mitzvah. It's an avera. So the first one was, I want to do it. The second one was, I decided I'm going to do it. Then he makes a very bold statement. It's a mistake, the sichlus, and it's foolishness. Because this is bechira. This is why man was created. This is what we're in the world for. We have to make good choices between Avodas Hashem and not Avodas Hashem. So saying, you know, I'm going to just leave it up to Hashem. Wherever Hashem takes me today, that's where I'll go. I'll go back to sleep, or I'll get up, or whatever Hashem, you know, just like I'm a Baal Bitachon, just like the rest of my life, I just leave in the hands of Hashem. So that's a mistake, and it's foolishness. Gabori is Barach. Hashem said, I want you to decide, I want this to be in your hands. Hiniach birashusenu bechiros avodaso, bahamroso, or acting against him, k'mayochol, k'mayshakosu v'vacharto b'chayim. This is bechira. This is the name of the game. This is bechira, and Hashem says, v'vacharto b'chayim, lo hiniach, but the third thing is not up to us. If we get to the chola to be mavaka the chola, if we get to the store to do the chesed, if we are able to carry out our wonderful decisions and intentions, it's up to Hashem. We don't control the traffic, we don't control the car, we don't control the bus, we don't control all the factors that go into it actually happening. And that Hashem controls, just like in everything else, Hashem controls. So we think, you say, but Bechira, we right away jumped, I think most people would jump right away to the third step and say, I do a mitzvah, I do an aveira. The Lover says, and he, the major theme throughout the Sefer, most of our work is pnimi. You say, what am I supposed to do in life? I'm supposed to do mitzvahs. I'm supposed to not do aveiros. That's how we think of it. And, you know, if we're not talking with precision, it's true. But if you want to talk with precision, the real battle between of the Eitz HaTov and the Eitz HaRa is in the mind. What do I want to do? The decision. Whether I get to carry it out or not is really up to Hashem. If I can, right? If it's going to happen or not. Just like everything's up to Hashem. What I am given is a decision to make. And that's the area of Bechira. And the third thing, you have to have bitachon. I'm relying on Hashem that I'll be able to bevake l'chola. I'm relying on Hashem that, you know, the Shabbos food come out good. I'm relying on Hashem that I am able to get up and to daven, that the alarm clock should go off and I should hear it. I have to rely on Hashem for the bepoil. Because the things that will decide if this happens or not is not my bechira. They're outside of me. They're not in my power anymore. Guess what? Sometimes it works out. Sometimes with the best of intentions it doesn't work out. They weren't home. Someone else did it already. But if a person turns and says, I'm relying on Hashem, with his choice, Hashem is gonna, Hashem is a mated, he goes through all the seven things in the second perek, Hashem loves me, Hashem wants what's best for me, Hashem knows what's best for me, and therefore, it's going to work out today that I'm mafresh challah. So he said, that's foolish, that's silly, that's ridiculous. Kvar to'o miderech hayeshora, he's not on the right path. He's made a serious error in hashkafa. Umadu raglo me'ofone hanachona. He's off the path. He walked off somewhere on his own. Ki aborius borach, he says something very interesting. He says, okay, what would a person say? He says, I'm relying on Hashem to do what's best. Right? That's how we have to think. Am I going to get this job or not? Am I going to have money or not? And that's right, all the things we learned about. So I'm relying on Hashem. And I'm relying on Hashem to do what's best for me. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the second. He says, here there's no, it's not even possible to rely on Hashem to do what's best, because we know what's best already. It's not an inyan of what's best is the mitzvah. That's what's best. We're supposed to do the mitzvahs. He gave us a list of things we're supposed to do and a list of things we're not supposed to do. So there's no secret. Kvar tzivonu lidcha b'maisu avodu l'chavin eileh b'shtadlus v'azkama u'b'leif sholem l'shmo ha'gadol, to do the mitzvahs l'shmo. V'hodi yonu, and he already told us. So we know already what we're supposed to do. If he goes through the first two steps and he does them, I mean he makes a decision, I'm sorry, makes a decision. And he makes a decision to do it. He makes a decision, he wants it, and he makes a decision to do it. That's how we're learning now. And it could end up actually materializing, happening. So Hashem gives schar. This is also a chiddush. L'shita so, it's a chiddush to say he gets schar for actually doing the mitzvah, because that already I didn't do. Hashem did the mitzvah, not me. but it came as a result of my bechira, right? If Hashem carries out my plans, if that's a good way to put it, if Hashem carries out my plans, my desires to do the mitzvah, so then I get schar as if I did it. Because Hashem is doing it because He is being megashem, my thoughts, my bechira, my desire, my want. He's actualizing it. So he says, so you get aschar ha-godol al ha-bechira ba-avoda, va-la-kavono la-asosa, va-al ha-shlomus ma-aseo, be-vorim ha-nirim, that it happened, v-im-yimna m-nei-vorim gvar ma-ise, but if Hashem sees fit, for whatever reason, to disallow the actuality of the ma-ise tov that he decided to do, so he says, yilonu schar ha-bechira va-ha-kavono, will still get schar for the first two things. Now this is a chiddush. It's mashma. There is something missing. You won't get schar for the third thing. Because it didn't happen. But you say, well, didn't we learn if you want to do a mitzvah and you didn't do it, you get schar? The answer is that's the schar of the first two. You're getting schar for the decision. That's the pshat in that memra. The pshat in that memra is that you're getting schar because you decided to do it. You made a game plan, if that's the pshat. You made a firm decision, if that's the pshat. You decided not only that you want to do it, but you decided that you're going to do it. And then Hashem didn't allow it to happen, so you still get schar. So what we know, as the Gemara is saying, that you get schar ki'ilu, you did it. So if others would hold it, it means the first two. You get schar for the decision, because that's really always where the battle takes place. When you go to Gan Eden, you say something, you go to Gan Eden, and Hashem puts in a scale all your mitzvahs. What does He put in the scales? You say, what are you putting in the scale? I kept Shabbos, and I took challah, and I had a mezuzah, and I this and I that. That's not really technically precisely true, because Hashem gives schar for bechira. So the real, it's tremendous chiddush. He said, that's why I hope I'm right about this. He says, I pray to Hashem that it's right. But you know what goes on the scale? My decision to take challah, my decision to keep Shabbos, my decision to have a mezuzah, my decision this, my decision not to get angry, my decision, and so on and so forth. This really fits, because that's where Bechira is. So that's where your main schar is, in that Bechira. So that's what goes on the scale, your decisions. That's what Bechira is, because that's what you're getting schar for. B'charto b'chayim. So what's the third thing? Apparently, I'm not sure. The third thing apparently is that if Hashem enabled your decision to materialize, now the good deed happened in this world, right? Your decision, your bechira, let's say for bikachol, your decision and your bechira is in the mind, a decision-making process, and that's the only thing that's your. That's your corner. Hashem doesn't mix in there, kavayachol. But in this world, there's something special about it happening. I mean, we want the chola to have company. We want that to happen, right? So if Hashem chose you as a worthy vehicle, that it indeed happened, which is most of the time. I don't want to make it sound so mysterious. Most of the time when we decide to do a mitzvah, we are able to do it. Most of the time. I think that's a safe statement. So we get schar for that last thing. It's like a freebie. Hashem, since Hashem chose us, and because it happened, and we were the vehicle through which it happened, and it came about through our bechira. It's not like a tree or a stone that ended up being used in a mitzvah, and there was no bechira there at all. Here we ended up actualizing the decision. So we get schar because that's a good thing. It materialized. There was a good thing that happened in this world. The world is a better place because the chola had bikur, and I didn't get angry, and I kept Shabbos, and I took challah. The world is a better place.
So I get schar for that because it came about. What Hashem did is He allowed my bechira to be actualized. So you get schar for that. And maybe it's a chiddush, but that's what he says. You get schar for that. If Hashem doesn't choose it to happen for reasons of His own, maybe you're not zocher. Like sometimes a person will come and he'll give tzedakah and they'll say, "We don't need the tzedakah anymore. It's over. The campaign is over. We have enough money." So you say, "Oh boy, you know, I wasn't zocher to do the mitzvah." That's how he should feel. Hashem maneuvered. He didn't want me to end up getting this mitzvah. If you delay, that's really bechira. But I wasn't able to, and I wasn't able to come, and I had to take care of things, and I rushed here the first chance I could get. Yeah, but you didn't do it. You don't have a share in the actualization of the mitzvah. So that's what I think the Chavis HaLovis means, and he says it as a chiddush.
What about you're told to prepare a meal for somebody who's sick, whatever, and then they call you the last minute. If you prepare this whole meal, no, they don't need it. They have too much already. So you did the ishtalos, you did.
But we don't want to call.
You didn't complete the mitzvah.
Right. That's what we're talking about. You'll get schar for the. What?
There's no schar for that.
What?
Not the third schar.
Yeah, but for all we know, 95% of schar is always the first two. Because since we don't really do the third, Hashem does, I'm struggling to understand why there's any schar for the third. The answer is because it's worthy of schar because it's actualized. Like I say, the world is a better place. And Hashem chose me to be the vehicle. That's up to Hashem. If I do it in a way that my meals are the ones being used, right, so that you get schar for that. I think that's a chiddush. And again, you know, you're saying that for all, we don't know percentages, we don't know Hashem's books. It's very likely, if you get schar for Bechira, so probably, you know, I'm just picking an arbitrary number, something in the area of 95%, this is the first two. Or else what's the point of the whole world, right? If the Chavis HaLovis is saying that the third is up to Hashem, and Ufacharta Bachayim is the first two, so I'm comfortable that 98% of the schar is for the first two. Remember, Hashem could read our minds. Hashem knows our motivations. Hashem knows if we really wanted to do it, or we just said we would do it, but we had no plans, and we dilly-dallied, and we delayed, and then at the end they went to someone else, because they couldn't wait for me anymore. Hashem knows all of that. So, you know, I have no problem. That's 90. I'm trying to figure out why the schar for the third. If I didn't do anything, the answer is I was a vehicle for Kiddush Hashem. I was a vehicle for a good thing to happen in this world, and it's not I was a good thing. I was a vehicle for something good to happen in this world. That I was a rock that a Russia tripped over, and you know that didn't come through Bechira. Here it came through Bechira. It happened. Wait, I'm sorry. It ended up materializing because of my Bechira. So I get schar for that also. For the fact that it happened, I made someone happy, someone got the suppers, that's something, it's something. But so that happened because of me, so I get a schar for that too. But 95% of the schar is for the first two. Because that's where Ubacharta Bachayim lies. Ubacharta Bachayim is not the third, I had nothing to do with it. I made a decision, I didn't do it, I ran, I did it, I called up, we don't need it anymore. So we're supposed to feel a little bad, a little. That Hashem didn't see me as worthy of having this mitzvah done through me. I wouldn't get that upset about it. You didn't do an aveira. Relax. We have enough to feel bad about. We don't have to air to our guilt trips. But that is say something. People do feel that way. I mean, they should. You go, you get stuck. You go, we don't need it anymore. You say, you go, yeah, you lost that. You lost out. You don't have this push. Yeah, well, you want to listen.
What about when we say the mitzvah goes by
Al Shem Gomer? I don't know what it has to do with Schar. That might be Al Shem. It's Nikra. It says it's called the Ori Miklot, you know, that Yeshua put aside. You know, it's funny, you know, as we have that statement of Chazal, we have a statement of Chazal that you should do it even if you can't be Gomer it also. So again, I'm not sure what that means. It could be it's like, and what's the point? Is it talking about that you could have finished it and you didn't? Or is it talking about
like in Moshe Rabbeinu's case, I think it's told about Atzmas Yosef when Yeshua buried them. So, you know, what's he supposed to do? Hashem told him not to do it. But in Nikra Hashem Gomer, you know what? But it probably brings out this principle that the person, that there is something to be said for having the schus to indeed, you know, there's a famous Rav Chaim Volozhin. I don't know if it's true or if it's not true, but it's a good story, right? I don't know if it's true. I don't like stories. I don't know. So there's a story, you know, that he told the Balabas once complained that, he gives money to yeshivas and he's the guy who, so he sits in business class. Or the guy. So the Rav wasn't told him based on the Mishkan. He told him with the Mishkan that whoever has the purer kavana, Shem Shemayim, so his money goes directly to the person learning. And the person that's doing it for kavod, so his money ends up going for the toilet paper. Now he still gets a mitzvah because he gave tzedakah. But again, there's something to be said. There's like a higher madrega that my... Now I have nothing... Well, in the story, it's a direct result of my not having good kavon. I didn't do it l'shma. So that's in the story. But even tzedakah, it's a schus. Again, what we see, by me, the chiddush is that this schar for number three. Because he says number three is not up to me, so why should I get any scot for it? Okay. What did you want to ask, ma'am?
No, I just wanted to comment that it's probably a test to see if you take this in the right way, not to get upset that I'm...
Well, that's also true. It could be that also. But you could get a little... I mean, you should... Again, it's not an aveira. We have enough troubles with our... I'm not you ladies, but me. We have enough trouble with our Averis. Like, Halvaya would be on the darga of being worried about that this, I didn't get a chance to complete the mitzvah. I got much more serious troubles than that. But, you know, you do that, you think, you say, why did Hashem do that to me? Why did someone else, Chaperain, you know, a person wanted to give money, let's say, for the Purim Masiba, right? So a person said, well, I'm considering that a mitzvah. It's, you know, to enable the celebration of Purim in a way that people will be happy and they'll be in the right mood. So, you know, who wants to? Yeah, this one, that one, that one. And then someone pops up and says, I'll do it. And we say, you know, too late. Someone took it already. Someone has taken it already. So, you know, so maybe you should say, maybe next time I'll be more Zoris. I'll have Moshe.
Right.
What?
Had that with
the right. But there we know that there was a flaw. Sometimes, what I'm saying is to make a cheshbon hanefesh, because what we see in the Chayvus Halvavus is that it's really a tremendous chiddush. I keep saying that because it is. As much as he insists that the third one is not up to me, but he insists that there's schar for the third one, which to me is an amazing chiddush, and the answer is, it means Hashem is pleased with me. The technically speaking, I assume this schar, as I said, because when something good materializes, I change, the world changed to be better. It's not just in my mind. So that's worthy of schar. It makes sense that I should get the schar, because it came about because of my bechira. So there's something to be said for that third level. Okay, and now he says v'chein ha'onesh al ha'aveira, same three steps, same everything, but that raises a very basic question, because if you say the same as by an aveira, it means that if I planned to do an aveira and I wanted to do an aveira and I made all my bad bechira and then it didn't happen, someone came to visit me the last minute and I was embarrassed to do what I was about to do. So I didn't do it. So the Chayim Halvavus is saying, you get an onesh for your bad bechira. Yeah. And again, we wonder, because there's a rule that if you wanted to do an aveira and you didn't do it, you don't get punished. We don't get punished. The answer is a very simple answer. Believe it or not. The Gemara really says, the Gemara qualifies that. The Gemara says, once, if you're a habitual sinner, if you did this Aveira, let's say twice before, I think the Gemara says, three times or twice, right, I want to talk Lashon Hara, I made a decision, I'm going to talk Lashon Hara. Then someone comes that I'm really embarrassed about, I know they're really a good person, and I'm embarrassed, I keep my mouth shut. So there, the Gemara says that this rule that if you ended up not doing the aveira, you don't get punished, is only true if you are not a person that did this aveira before. But if you did this aveira a couple of times before, either two or three, I don't remember right now, then you do get punished. So that fits in beautifully with the Titus Albabas. But with the pshats like this. Before you're a habitual sinner, now we see the pshat in the Gemara. If you're not a habitual sinner, then the pshat is we assume, or Hashem assumes, or Hashem gives you the benefit of the doubt, that you really, you wouldn't have done it. You're a good Jew, and you would have changed your mind. It's like not really a hachlota gemura. So you don't get punished. But once you did it, then the Gemara says you do get punished for the machshava. So the Chavis Aldovis is talking conceptually, so he's talking about when you really were going to do it. Like really, because you did it before. So like what's stopping you? So then you taka get punished for the machshava ra. Because you're ready to do it, that you did it before. Now, something happened. But you have the same three states, which means that there's a aspect of punishment reserved for actually doing a bad deed. Again, the same cheshbon, because I brought evil into the world. It actually materialized. And that is an onesh bifnei atzmo. But the real onesh is for the bechira bara. Uvacharta bechayim, not the mobis. Reino sati lefnechem, as a chayim, as a tov, as a mobis, as a ra. So that's it. So those are the three dargis. And okay, those are the three dargis, and that's the analysis of the Chavis Halvavis when it comes to bitachon. But what you can't do with this is the first two to say, you know, I can't decide now. Wherever Hashem takes me, that's where I'm going to go. He's going to talk about later that we find psukim that sound like we could have bitachon in Hashem. Horeini Hashem darkecha unicheni baruch mishar l'man shoroi. Sounds like David HaMelech turns to Hashem and says, you know, lead me down the right path. We'll be learning about that, what's shot in that pasuk. But he's saying here to sit back and many times what we do is the exact opposite of what we're learning about in Chavis HaVavos. When it comes to money and it comes to accomplishing something, you know, and so we want to do, I'm going to do it, I'm going to get it done, I'm going to put all my efforts into this, and I'm going to really, we're wasting our time. It's up to Hashem, you know, and then we have very little to do. We have this small area called Hishtadlus, and it's pretty limited. When it comes to mitzvahs, we say, I'm no kayach. You know, if Hashem works it out, it's supposed to be the reverse. When it comes to Elam Hazeh and Gashmios and money and other things, we're supposed to say, if Hashem works it out, it'll work out. I'm not worried. Hashem will work it out. Okay. But when it comes to Ruchnius, he says it's wrong and foolish to say Hashem will work it out. You gotta get up, make believe. I don't want to say the words. Hashem's not involved in this. Hashem left us this corner in which he doesn't get involved in. His involvement is only in the third step of the three steps. Okay, we'll stop here, but I just want to, for 3 minutes, what's the problem? This sounds beautiful, and it is beautiful, and it's very yesodistic, and it's important. What happens in real life? In real life, people are faced with, that they don't know what the right thing to do is. That's real life. That's real life. That's real life. That's real life. And that's a problem. That's a question. So how do you, what's Bechira there? The answer is that Hashem does not mess us up. We could figure it out. Maybe you have to ask someone, because we can't figure it out because we're so full of negius. Because I really want to do this. And I don't really want to go to the chasm. You know, so I make up a whole story, I'm tired, and I'll be tired tomorrow, and what's the right thing to do? And we really don't want to go. Chasanas are a huge waste of time. It's a balagan, and it's noisy, and you don't get to be someach with your friends anyway, because they're busy with the pictures and narishkeiten. It's really, it's a, I hate chasanus.
Someone who's making.
I'm including my daughters. I can't stand it. It's like I just want it to be over already. I'm pretty excited. No, don't. Come to the Sheva Brachas, then you'll be geschmack and friendly, and you'll be able to talk to someone without the music blaring away. Okay, so the answer must be that Hashem doesn't do that to us, because why would he do that to us? He likes us, he wants us. So either you could figure it out. Okay, we have to be myrich about this. And a shorthand way is to reframe the question, as they say in psychology. Reframe the question. And instead of saying, what's the right thing to do and what should I do, say, what does Hashem want me to do? And most of the time, I say 75% to 80% of the time, then you'll know the answer. The answer will, if we frame it that way, what does Hashem want from me? What would be more pleasing in the eyes of Hashem? And, I know the answer. That's one. And if you don't know, so then you ask a Rav or a friend who's wise, or a mentor or a Rebbetzin, and they help you get past the Negius. My point is, Ein Davar Kazeh, there's an answer. There's an answer, and Hashem doesn't mess us up. It means our Negius doesn't allow us to reach the correct answer. Sometimes we have to ask a Shaila because we don't know. But there is an answer. There is an answer of what you're supposed to do. I would give a Moshe, Mr. Adler lately has not been feeling well. His son is like amazing. His son is amazing, which may be a mechuyif to do. Ayin Rebbetzin Sabbath's book about Kibbutz Av Va'Em, and I bought one for each of my kids, but they didn't read it yet. I said, how are we going to start Kibbutz Av Va'Em? I'm telling you to read it. How are we going to get the ball rolling? You're not going to read it till you read it. I did. I bought one for each of my kids. It didn't help yet. Well, they're good kids, but that's an amazing book. It's an amazing book. So he asked me, he has to take care of me. It's not so difficult situation now. So I'm talking to them. So he says, that he can't daven. I said, so he doesn't know what to do. I say, it's very clear. To me, the answer's pashut, I want to daven, and I feel terrible if I can't daven. And if I go to a different minyan, it's going to mess up my whole day. Yeah, but that's, you ask somebody else, and you say, so don't daven. You're potter from davening. Also, for mitzvah, potter ben ha-mitzvah, and this is something no one else can do but you.
On the son or on the father?
On the son. The father, it's a parsha b'fnei atzmo.
You get someone to work with.
Yeah, but he doesn't want. I don't want to talk about other people. I just give it because we know the person and there's nothing bad involved. So I allowed myself to give a real life marshal. But what I was struck by, that to me it's like pashut. But to him he was like, oh my goodness, what should I do? But the answer is clear. The answer is clear. So why can a person see that clarity? Because, I feel terrible if I can't daven. I'm going to miss davening. Daven earlier, daven later. But the answer is clear. That's the marshal I'm trying to give. Hashem doesn't do that to us. The answer is clear. You just have to clear away the smoke sometimes. You have to get rid of negius. You got to get rid of a certain emotionalism where that's unthinkable. And you have to say, no, this is the tzav hasha'ah, and this is what I have to do at this point in time, and it's very clear. And that's why Hashem said, osik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Because sometimes you got to do certain things, and they override other things. And so my answer is: meanwhile, we'll continue with this next week. It's not as easy as I'm making it sound. The Chavidavada seems to leave out a big chunk of life, which is, but I don't know what the right thing is, Rabbi. Okay.